Support for Iditapod, a production of Alaska Public Media, comes from MVFCU. Experience the MVFCU way.
Hello, and welcome to yet another bonus episode of the Iditapod today. I'm Casey Grove. The Iditapod is a production of Alaska Public Media and KNOM, and we come to you today on what I'm calling RRV Day. That's Ryan Reddington Victory Day, after the 40-year-old musher claimed his first Iditarod championship a little after noon today with an official race time of 8 days, 21 hours, 12 minutes, and 58 seconds. So almost 13 minutes there. We have a whole bunch more coverage of Reddington's finish and the rest of the race at alaskapublic.org/Iditarod, so definitely check that out. And we're still working on a full episode of the Iditapod. But for now, we're going to go to Nome and what was the raw live coverage from our partners at KNOM Radio. Here's KNOM's Davis Hovey with the live call from the finish line just a little while ago.
Like, we have a musher on Front Street. Ryan Reddington has pulled up off of the snow ramp near the state office building and is heading this way. If you're not already down here, I don't know where you're going to find some room. It is packed. We've got people lined both sides of the chute all the way down beyond the post office. Cars, the motorcade stretches way beyond that. I've seen at least two cop cars moving around trying to bring him in the motorcade, and people are just parked all over the street. And this is an exciting day. This is an exciting time to watch the finish of Ryan Reddington win his first Iditarod. We've got clear skies, sunny conditions. It's a little bit chilly. Single digits today. It feels more like sub-zero, but it's all right when the wind's not blowing, and it is calm and beautiful. Also in the chute with me, we've got Royal Mushing Royalty. We've got John Baker from Kotzebue. We've also got Aaron Burmeister of Nome. We've got Ryan Reddington's parents. We've got a great group of handlers and crew. We've got CEO Rob Urbach. We've got the Iditarod Insider. We've got all of the coverage. And at this point, I see the police cruiser has pulled up just to the edge of the chute at the front of the motorcade. It's really hard to see Ryan, but it looks like he's kind of further back in the middle, a few cars back. And I hear the crowd cheering him. Here we go. Now I see dogs. They've just popped out from behind the car, and they are at the bottom of the chute. He is running. He's off the sled now. He's not even on the sled. He's running behind his dogs, pumping his fists. You see the green and pink booties, Mr. Ryan Reddington in light green, the classic bib number 5 color. And here he is with 6 dogs on the line. He's made it, the first Iditarod win for Ryan Reddington, greeted by Mark Norman, race marshal, at the finish. And here comes the media circle for photos. He's put the snow hook down, hugs his mom, who was ready to greet him, originally from Unalakleet. We talked about her a little bit earlier in our coverage. Then his dad, Ramey Reddington. We've heard about a lot about him and his dogs, who Hunter Keefe is currently running. And now we got to give love to the dogs. Six beautiful looking sled dogs, all with green booties except for the lead. She's got pink. I believe that's Ghost, if I am correct. We'll talk to him a little bit. It's either Ghost or Elvis. And Ryan Reddington still making the rounds. Now he's giving love to his leader. Excuse me, Sarah, is it? Yes. Can you tell me who's in lead right now?
Sven and Ghost.
Ghost. What happened to Elvis? Is Elvis around or back in White Mountain? Do you know?
Yeah, Elvis is here in Swing.
Okay. Yep. Okay, perfect. And could you go through the rest of the dogs?
Yeah,
maybe?
Rivet is running with here's Elvis. And then in the wheel, we have Seymour and Brad.
I don't know if you can hear me above all the hubbub. We're going to do the official check-in.
Thank you.
We're trying to do an official bag check.
Okay.
So I see a cooker and a sleeping bag.
Snowshoes.
Do you have an axe?
I do.
Yeah. There's an axe handle. Do you have some dog booties?
I do. Right there.
There's my dog booties. And a vet book. It's a mail.
Here's the vet book.
We'll take that and turn it into stew.
Anything else?
A signature.
All right, we're getting the official check-in time now. Putting this John Hancock on that. Our lead checker here, Nicole, is going to get back to us.
In 8 days, 21 hours, 12 minutes, and 58 seconds. Congratulations, Ryan. Our 51st Iditarod finisher.
There you go. I don't know if you heard that. We've only been breaking up a little bit there, but we have the official finish time for Ryan Reddington. And his first Iditarod win. For context, his best time was in 2021 in 7 days, 23 hours, 46 minutes, 55 seconds. His second best time was in 2017 when he ran the southern route, so this same southern route that he just did in 9 days, 2 hours and 52 minutes. So he's certainly improved upon that. Coming through the line now, he's got a green juice, I forget what that's called. He's got the sugar going. We've got cameras, we've got hugs to give. Family and friends. So many people in this shoot. It is packed in here, as I said before, and the streets are lined. Locals and tourists alike. It's wonderful to see. He's giving a little bit more love to his dogs. Drinking his green juice with the green coat, the green bibs, the green booties.
Wearing bib number 5.
And I can see questions already being asked when you get in there.
Time was 8 days, 21 hours.
Well,
remember that fortune
cookie? Oh, yeah.
Long
time coming.
Yeah. There you go. We can start taking the booties off if you want.
What's with the green drink?
Ryan, you want to get a shot?
My
lead
dogs? Yeah, my niece and nephew gave me.
Alrighty, so we're at the edge of the chute right now with the leaders. Ryan's headed back towards Greg and Bruce with that Iditarod insider, and we'll get some more information right there. Excuse me. Alright, we're going to get a few questions in with Ryan here in a second. I know he's wanting to take pictures with the fans. There it is. And he's going to go up and down the left side of the chute now, facing City Hall, for the hundreds and hundreds gathered here today. And now to the right side. All right, and now we get to talk about that journey in 1,000 miles, first Iditarod.
You showed me a fortune. From a fortune cookie in Anchorage at the banquet. Tell me what that fortune said.
Your number 5 will be your lucky number for the week. And we drew bib 5.
And then he went and drew bib number 5.
Yep, I thought about that every day, every run along the way. But I also want to say a quick thank you to all the fans that come out and cheer us on. This dog team, really, and me, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Ryan, I know it's been a goal of yours for a very long time to bring this trophy home to the Reddington family. It is a trophy of your grandfather who started this race 51 years ago. I know you're sleep deprived and you're exhausted, but can you try to put what that means in words for us today?
It means everything to bring that trophy home. And yeah, it's been a goal of mine since a very small child to win the Iditarod, and I can't believe it. It finally happened. And took a lot of work, took a lot of patience, but and we failed quite a few times, you know, but we kept our head up high and stuck with the dream, and I had a lot of great support, a lot of great help. I couldn't have done this without Sarah helping me train and keeping me organized, and so thank you, babe.
Talk about what it means for this family to bring this trophy home, though, Ryan. I mean, your granddad started. I know uncles and
my
Rami
dad.
And your brother, and I mean
both brothers.
Yeah,
both brothers. Yeah, it's been a very dogged life for all of us, and it is very something that we all work towards every day. No days off. We think about winning the Iditarod, and I learned a lot from both my brothers, and so I want to thank them too for the encouragement and all the advice, and even throughout this race. You know, I call home and talk to both my brothers, tell them that things are going pretty good, and I'm just being patient. And when we get close to the end of the Yukon, we're going to start making our move, and that's what we did.
You certainly did.
Yeah, let them hear it, ladies and gentlemen. You just won the Iditarod.
You had to defeat another one of Alaska's favorite sons in Pete Kaiser and Richie Deal to get here first. Talk about battling those two gentlemen over these last 200 miles.
Yeah, well, I've been seeing them a lot throughout the race. And yeah, it's they're great competitors and got great dog teams. And I sure had a lot of fun with them out on the trail. I had to make my move out at Elam, that long run over to White Mountain, because I knew Pete, that I thought that was one of my only chances to beat him. I knew he had a lot of speed left in his team, although we were outrunning him, at still staying our lead. We needed to make a big move, and both those guys are amazing dog drivers, and I was just surprised to keep staying in front of them, you know, and that was pretty awesome.
Congratulations.
Ryan Reddington, ladies and gentlemen. You're
first.
Alrighty. Well, that was Greg Heister interviewing Ryan Reddington at the finish. I know he's going to load up onto his sled for a little bit and head out. But we're just going to get some more footage. Mark Nordman's chatting with him for a little bit before they escort him and his team out of the sled. And I know the press conference that's happening in the Mini is open to the public, so you're welcome to attend in a little bit. First, though, we got to go through the ceremonies. There's lots still to happen in the shoot. We've got the presenting of the roses. We've got the podium to bring up. We've got the lead dogs to honor and recognize. The trophy, of course, of Ryan's grandfather. And we're shifting down. If you're just tuning in, you're joining us for live coverage of Ryan Reddington's Iditarod victory. He's grabbing his lead dogs off the end of the line, taking a few photos with them. And again, as we heard, Ghost is one of them, Lady Ghost. So his partner was mentioning that to us earlier.
Are these guys right?
Ghost and Sven, that was the second one, Sven.
Yeah, he's going to come back up here with his lead dog, John. I think he'll have some opportunities here in a moment.
All right, so Ghost and Sven are off the line. We're headed back to the front. Oh, and I just heard the St. Lawrence Island Dance Group in the background. I don't know if you can hear that at home. Sorts of things happening here just after 12 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. All right, now we're back to the sled. Ryan's getting a couple of ropes or leads off of his sled so he can hook up his lead dogs. And we're going to get the sled out of the way and keep Sven and Ghost here to do the official awards. We've got a little bit to hear from our mayor, Mr. John Handelin, coming up. We've got some previous Iditarod winners in here, including John Baker. I heard the Seavies are somewhere around. Maybe we'll see them here in a little bit as well. But right now, the show is all about the Reddingtons. It's Reddington's Day, as you heard. Lots of history from this family, not only in the father and the grandfather, but also his uncle Joey ran in 1974 and 75. His brothers, of course, Ray and Robert. and then even his mother and his dad spent some time in Unalakleet. His mom grew up in Unalakleet, and we're still waiting on the podium here.
Moments in the history of the race.
And in a little bit, I believe we'll also be waiting for Pete Kaiser, but no thoughts of that right now. We've got plenty of time. Last I saw, he was 20 miles back or more, but our man John in the studio will give you updates, and our spotter vehicle will be out if we need to at this point. But here's the presenting of the Garland of Roses.
Her mother, Nancy Trump, began making the garland since the early days of the race. And by the way, she's watching this lot feet of the finish right now. Hello, Beauty.
This is Legend A here. And my mom used to make them. I'm here to ask for grandfather. And I've made them since 88. And I'm so glad to announce you.
They're beautiful. Thank you very much.
They are beautiful.
Thank you, Tina. Hey, let's hear some noise for Tina Huffman.
So we got one of the lead dogs up on the podium with Ryan. It looks very uncomfortable and awkward. And here comes the second. All right, so Ghost and Sven up on the podium with the roses presented. And just some last minute checks here.
You guys want to let the guys behind you?
Yeah, they will.
The other roses.
And Mark Bongman's putting on the second ribbon of roses.
Tell us why you picked these two dogs, Ghost and Smith.
And Greg is asking about the leaders here.
So we'll see him again next year.
Oh, yeah.
When you're the defending Iditarod champion. It does sound good.
So there you have it, Ghost and Sven. Ghost is 6, Sven is 4. So lots of life left in these beauties. Posing for pictures.
Over here.
Ghost is a little sleepy, I can tell. Her eyes are starting to glaze over a little bit. Sven is active and awake. The rest of the dogs have left the chute. Out of the 6 he brought in, 4 are gone, 2 are here. Remember, he dropped 2 back in White Mountain. And we're going to talk a little bit more about these dogs that brought him 1,000 miles here in a little bit. Continuing on with the ceremonies, we'll be hearing more from some sponsors, presenting of the check, and his winnings.
51 years. They've been working hard.
And we've got a little chat with Brian's mother.
Except this, you're right.
Well, congratulations to your family.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm Davis with KNRN. You're Ryan's mother, yes?
I am.
You're originally from Unalakleet?
I am.
Would you like to say anything to people listening back at home in Unalakleet and how special this is to you?
We watched the live feed of Ryan being the first into Unalakleet and receiving the award. It was really heartwarming that since I'm from Unalakleet and people from Unalakleet came out to meet him, greet him, come in, and when he said, my mom, this is where my mom, Barbara Ryan, was born, and I have Unalakleet blood in me, you know, and the cheering. But what is watching on live feed and on the screen, you see the pretty parkas, and I'm looking at each one and saying, is that my cousin? Is that, you know? So it was really nice. It was really nice.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here in Nome. Thank you for coming. Yes, ma'am. All right. And now Mr. Mayor John Mandolin is giving his acknowledgments and congratulations to Ryan.
Congratulations. You're going to be a great champion for us for this year.
A quick speech from the mayor, and oh yes, here comes the big fact check, and we've got to get the sponsors in here to award this, and we'll be wrapping up with the ceremonies here shortly. And as I said, the press conference is taking place at the Mini here in a little bit. It's open to the public. You're welcome to attend if you want to see Ryan some more, get closer, and ask him questions directly.
Well, here's what you've been waiting for, too.
Yes.
Come on over here, buddy.
Buddy O'Pell.
Buddy O'Pell, you and your little guys been here. Okay. I'll hand Ryan the check.
Okay. But Allen Gold,
Danny Schultzel from Airport, Jeff Allen,
from Harvest Midstream, Andrew Leonard, and from GCI, Bob James. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear some noise for these fun sponsors of this race. And of course, that big check for Mr. Ryan Reddington,
our brand new Iditarod champion.
All right, folks, so if you're just tuning in, $51,550 presented Mr. Ryan Reddington for the 51st Iditarod race, winning the 2023 race on the southern route with six dogs on the line. We're doing more photos and wrapping up the ceremonies here on KNOM, and we'll be back with live coverage continuing with our other mushers. But we're hopefully going to get a few more questions in with Ryan and some more content. We've already heard from his mother. Again, his father, Rainey, is in the shoot as well. We saw some mushing royalty earlier. And the crowd behind me has started to thin out a little bit, but there's still plenty of people around to watch Ryan's finish here. Alrighty, I think we're getting ready to wrap up here. I know the crowd wants some photos. There we go, another cheer for Ryan. Just hanging out under the arch for a few moments. All right, the lead dogs are still sitting on the podium in the middle of the chute. They're going to wrap that up here. Oh, we've got his dad, Ramey, joining him. Oh, and his mom, both parents. All the Reddingtons. Oh, and we lost one of the lead dogs there. Ghost decided to hop off for a second. So Rainey and Ryan and his mom, and we're looking for Sarah, his partner. There she is. Four Reddingtons. Well, three right now. Fourth about to join with the two lead dogs.
And there's Sarah, too.
And I can tell the cold's starting to set in a little bit. People are starting to shiver. Hands are getting cold. Again, the crowd is thinned out. It's definitely warmer to listen in your cars. So that motorcade idea was great to see this morning / afternoon. It's always better when it's not a 4 a.m. finish, that's for sure. Well, I think at this point it's just a matter of getting him out of the chute and making sure the leaders are taken care of. There's his check. Here we go. Yep. The photo with the check, his winnings. Okay, we've got a couple more sponsorships and awards to hand out. So this one's now coming from Ryanair.
Where's that meeting?
All right, so yep, now the Ryanair presentation and award.
Fun time.
Oh boy, all right. So many people just came up into the chute. Just went from empty to full in 10 seconds. But let me double check the ceremonies here, and then I think Mr. John in the studio, we might be ready to throw it back to you. And again, if you want to hear more from Ryan Reddington, he will be available at the press conference at the Mini Convention Center. Let's see here. So, according to my fancy handout, we've got the presenting of the awards. We already did the roses, and yep, this will pretty much wrap it up. So, if you want to tune in, or excuse me, if you want to show up at the moon, you are welcome to do so just a little bit. They'll be starting that probably in about 30 minutes, I would say. Give them some time to adjust and transition. And then we're waiting on Pete Kaiser and Richie Dio, not far behind him. So stay tuned to KNOM 780 AM, 96.1 FM for live coverage under the Burl Arch. I'm Davis. This has been a pleasure to see Ryan Reddington's first Iditarod win in the 51st running of the Iditarod.
That was KNOM's Davis Hovey with the live call of Ryan Reddington's first place finish in the 2023 Iditarod. I'm Casey Grove. Please stay tuned for another full episode of the Iditapod.